John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Now, there's some very interesting news for the long-suffering motorists heading in from the northern beaches. They've had some good announcements in recent times, but the situation seemingly consistently is getting better. Have a listen to this. This has come out in today's Cairns Post. Under the heading Lane Gets Green Light, works on a major Cairns intake road from the northern beaches have been completed, much to the delight of morning motorists heading into the city. We've been talking about this for quite some years, but that's the reality of getting roadworks completed. It takes eons. Anyway, the promised Sheridan Street third lane has finally opened to commuters, with hopes it will help ease the early morning congestion at the northern fringe of the city. Now, it says the Airport Avenue to James Street works commenced earlier this year, but faced delays as work was done to install the new lane on the inbound section of Sheridan Street between Airport Avenue and Lily Street. If you're on that section, well, you know where the airport turnoff is. And Lily Street's just, I don't know, three blocks further to the south, if you like. Now, the works include safety improvements like intersection upgrades and passenger transport infrastructure upgrades. There's basically, you've got a picture in your mind already, but here's the interesting sentence. The upgrade is part of an initial package of works for the $359 million Cook Highway upgrade project. This is CBD to Smithfield, with works to shift after completion of the Sheridan Street upgrade, which apparently is now. So this is obviously a step in the view of a whole lot of long-suffering motorists in the right direction. There may obviously be inconvenience for a period of time. How long? We're about to find out, because I've just got the member for the seat of Barron River on the line. He's a minister for 100 things also, Craig Crawford. Morning, Craig.
G'day, John.
It's going to be a big deal, obviously, but let's just stay with the work that's just being completed. Is it actually completely finished? I must admit, I think I was there a couple of days ago and there were still the odd signs up. What's the situation today?
It is completely finished.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, what that means now, when you come in from the north, everyone knows how just before you get to the airport, the road opens up to three lanes, but
yes,
then everyone's had to squeeze back into two lanes.
Yes.
You've now got three lanes all the way through. So I think the big message now, we obviously now want to see how motorists go with that, but it means now you can jump in that left-hand lane and you don't have to worry about getting squeezed back out of it. You've got a quite a big long run. So, hoping that it might just help, with that sort of, with that hourglass or funnel, if you like, down through that bit of the world.
Hourglass. That's very descriptive. I haven't thought of it that way. It's exactly where that describes it beautifully. Don't go away, Craig. Imagine you're driving from the city north, and just before you get a couple of blocks before the airport turn off, there used to be a shortcut people took. They'd turn right there and miss the lights, etc. That's now blocked off with the traffic island. What's that about?
Look, we're just trying to improve traffic flow through there. The long-term plan through there, north and south, is three lanes. That's what the department's planning towards at the moment. That's what that $359 million is there for. So the next phase, obviously, of that, and you mentioned how this is early works or stage one, the next phase now will be to widen the outbound lanes by three lanes and both inbound and outbound being three lanes, as far out as we can. We need to get it initially sort of out beyond the airport, but the intention is to rebuild the Captain Cook all the way through to Smithfield. But this is going to mean a number of years of heavy roadworks, and we're very, very mindful that roadworks is problematic, and it can be a problem while it's happening, as everyone has seen. So we want to give people a little bit of a break for a while.
Now, the inbound project that's just been completed, you're just talking about now an equivalent outbound project, just taking the work at the northern end of Sheridan Street. Will it be of similar duration?
It could take a bit longer because it's going to be a longer bit of road. But what the department's looking at, if you remember, near the airport, there's a couple of bridges that are going to have to be widened.
Oh,
so this
yes.
is not the Barron River. This is when you come back a bit further opposite the airport there. So there's a couple of bridges that have got to be built, three lanes in both directions.
Mm.
They're probably the bigger bit of work. But also down through Sheridan Street itself, you know, when you make a third lane, you have to make changes to the bus stops. You have to make changes to car parking. Mm. You know, that has an impact, you know, on businesses, on all sorts of movements. Mm. So that's what the department's going through at the moment, making sure they can plan that. You know, people would remember that inbound lane, that third lane we've just created, that used to be bus parking, car parking, all sorts of things. So, you know, there's a bit of relocation of some bits and pieces that have to happen. But that is the plan, northbound coming out as three lanes.
Now, Bundagood Council School there, is there any change there to the crossing?
Not at the moment, but part of the rebuild is there will be some intersection changes through there as Main Roads plan has worked that out. You know, we've often talked about that Motheragood Council area of being a real problematic place, not because of the school necessarily. There's been a whole heap of things that have occurred there over time. You know, the pedestrian crossing and the three lanes into two and a whole heap of other things. So this is the chance for Main Roads to plan that section properly. So that everyone gets a fair go. So, you know, motorists, pedestrians, schools, everyone.
I'm just trying to get a handle on the duration of this next project, obviously longer than the one just completed. Which would have gone how many months, the one that's just been finished?
It's probably been about like 6 or 8, something like that. Okay. You know, I can't remember, actually. My diary flies too quickly, mate, to sort of work out when it was. But I know, like, you know, and look, all projects like this, you know, there are delays and issues. Getting asphalt and getting other bits and pieces can be really hard sometimes for the contractors. But I think all in all, they've done pretty well, Coppins.
Anyway, the next project is going to be at least a year, isn't it?
It's probably a couple. You know, it's big work. Like those two bridges that I mentioned, like that, they'll probably be complete rebuild. So bridges take time. They're very expensive. But it's got to be done. You know, that Sheridan Street, Captain Cook Highway section is an old road now. It was fit for purpose, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, but the volume of traffic that we're pushing through there now, we're up to probably nearly 50,000 cars a day, you know, coming down through that Smithfield, you know, into town. You know, we've also got the challenge now of duplicating the Western Arterial and the Captain Cook upgrades. So to do those at the same time over the next, you know, number of years, that's also going to be problematic. Trying to sort of get you in and out without getting it caught too much in, you know, in roadworks. That's going to be quite challenging.
I've always talked about your big door. It was big before, and now it reads Minister for Child Safety and Minister for Seniors and Disability Services. Is the door still the same size?
Yeah. I've got a few less words, but I've got to say that the Child Safety Department is a huge department. You know, there are around 93,000 children and young people in Queensland that are known to troll protection. So, you know, it's staggering numbers, huge amounts of staff, significant budget, and, you know, and a lot of challenges because, you know, our department takes on you know, a lot of issues that come from other places, like, you know, families that have struggle, domestic violence, it goes on and on. So I've got a great team that do a great job and you know, pretty challenging circumstances.
The Courier Mail used the terminology that Craig Crawford, the member for Barron River, was parachuted into the role in May. What's the meaning of the term, or what's the hint coming from that term, parachuted in?
I'm not really sure. Look, you know, there's obviously a realignment of ministerial roles, you know, as everyone would see. And, you know, the Premier asked me to take this one on, which I gladly accepted. So, I don't know what parachuted means. People can work that in or work that out. But, you know, obviously she wanted a new set of eyes over it, and I'm happy to do that.
That challenge you've got with ResiCare, I don't know how the bloody hell you're going to do this. I mean, the cost of it is staggering per child, and you've got, what, 1,700 odd of them?
1,759 as of last count, yeah. And look, it's a growing number, and I think that's because of the challenges of the broader community. We're doing some work on that one at the moment. I've set my eyes on that one at the moment over the next couple of months. I'm very impressed by the stakeholders that we have. You know, there's a very focused sort of larger sort of group of partners and stakeholders inside and outside of government and everything like that that want the best thing. So, you know, like I say, mate, a new set of eyes, you know, I'll find a few things that I can polish up and change a little bit to try and make it better for everyone.
Mm. Good to talk to you, Craig. Thank you.
Cheers, mate. No worries.
That's Craig Crawford. He's the ALP state member for the seat of Barron River, Minister for Child Safety and Minister for Seniors and Disability Services.